He would have liked now to have gone away, so that he might have thought over the new situation by himself, or perhaps, preferably, to have changed partners for a little while with Bill. Miss Norbury would hardly be ready to confide in a stranger with the readiness of a mother, but he might have learnt something by listening to her. For which of them had she had the greater feeling, Cayley or Mark? Was she really prepared to marry Mark? Did she love him, or the other, or neither? Mrs. Norbury was only a trustworthy witness in regard to her own actions and thoughts. He had learnt all that was necessary of those. And only the daughter now had anything left to tell him. But Mrs. Norbury was still talking.
"Girls are so foolish, Mr. Gillingham," she was saying. "It is so fortunate that they have mothers to guide them. It was so obvious to me from the beginning that dear Mr. Ablett was just the husband for my little girl. You never knew him?"
Antony said again that he had not seen Mr. Ablett.
"Such a gentleman! So nice-looking in his artistic way. A regular Velasquez. I should say Van Dyck. Angela would have it that she could never marry a man with a beard. As if that mattered when—"
She broke off, and Antony finished her sentence for her. "The Red House is certainly charming," he said.
"Charming, quite charming. And it's not as if Mr. Ablett's appearance were in any way undistinguished. Quite the contrary. I'm sure you agree with me."
Antony said that he had never had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Ablett,